Time now for your comments. Listener comments on Mandalit Del Barco's story about a Los Angeles high school principal who wants each student to sign a promise to go to college, trade school, work, or the military. Kathy Galt applauded the demand for mission statements.
I live in Athens, Ohio, a small university town with a mixture of an Appalachian population and folks from all over the country. When I approached our principal of the local high school, I asked him whether each junior and senior were required to meet with the high school counselor in regard to their future dreams and plans. His response was that they did not. In fact, a student can go all 4 years without ever meeting the high school counselor. Some young people never hear about college and have no idea of the possibilities available to them. So again, I applaud Superintendent Collins' efforts to guide those high school students. He has set an incredible example for all high school superintendents to model.
But Kathy Flores, a graduate student in Omaha, says the requirement comes a bit late. She says it would be better asked of students during the first week of high school. She writes, "This speaks volumes about the priorities of our education system when this is the last question we ask students before commencement." Julia Nelson of Lawrenceville, Georgia, wrote about Claudio Sanchez's report on Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Fairfax, Virginia. The school wants to change its merit-based admissions policies to diversify the 95% white and Asian student body. Nelson, a 1991 Thomas Jefferson graduate, said school officials should invest specifically in the education of their African American and Latino students at the elementary and middle school level to make sure they are competitive when it is time to apply. Two corrections and an encore. A report about the first black women to graduate from the Citadel said the Citadel was founded in 1842 to educate the sons of the Confederacy. It did educate the sons of the Confederacy, but not at first. There was no Confederacy in 1842. An early feed of a story on Martins Cove, Wyoming last week failed to give the full name of the church that wants to purchase the historic site. It is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And finally, listeners said they could not get enough of Amy's answering machine. I interviewed comedian Amy Burkowski about her book and CD featuring telephone messages from her mother. So, for those who want more, here again is Amy's mom.
"Hi, Amala, it's me, honey. I'm so annoyed I could bust. I just saw Barbara downstairs, and she was bragging how a friend of hers brought her some real New York rye bread. And, Amala, I swear, there's no way that's New York rye bread, because as God is my witness, I know that bread came from New Jersey. And you know what else I found out? The caraway seeds are from Hartford, Connecticut. Don't call me back tonight, honey, because this whole thing has me too upset. Bye-bye."
Leave your messages on the listener comment line, 202-842-5044, or write to morning@npr.org. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.